folks, this past December, these guys celebrated 20 years as a band. Same bunch of guys still here. The late George Shuffer told me more than once they were his favorite bluegrass band. I don't know how better of an endorsement you could get than that. They record for Round the Records. Please make a welcome, Blue Highway.
Our country fire found its mark as we bumped out to our feet. Shut him down, shut him down. That is the end of the game. I spurred the horse to race from town to Bay Byway. And he was in no mood to play. They caught me just past sunset. My horse was all broke down. I found safe clothes and I wasn't going back to town. Shut him down, shut him down. That 92 is double barrels, and I'll have to turn you in. My Colt revolver started speaking, and it found its mark again. Shut him down, shut him down. That is the end of the game.
Excited for it to be rainy and cool, but that's Merlefest, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's quit. I think it's good now. Nah. Okay. Wishful thinking.
They say,
you're gonna honky tonk, you may have to walk the walk someday. Better be careful who you try to play. Honky's cheap, and it's worth the price you have to pay.
You said you love me, you're my best friend.
You'd be right there beside me till the very end. If I ever needed you, you'd always be around. So when I called on you, you ran away to be found.
Honky's cheap, so they say.
You're gonna honk the talk, you may have to walk the walk someday. Better be careful who you try to play. Honk is cheap and isn't worth the price you have to pay.
Thank you. the best. All the things you love the most in life, it's time to tell. Is your memory when you cross that line? Those words are spoken in their history all the time. Dog is cheap, so they say. You're gonna talk the talk, you may have to walk the walk someday. Better be careful who you try to play. Dog is cheap, but is it worth the price you have to pay?
You being out here for this, man. I'm telling you, when we got here, we're like, this might not be good. Well, I mean, I knew it was going to be good. You guys are always great, but
folks, we've got to introduce our mandolin player to you. He's getting ready to pick up the guitar and do a couple of his songs for you because he's one of the finest songwriters in the whole business. He's had songs recorded by Ricky Skaggs, Larry Sparks, Dr. Ralph Stanley, and Blue Highway. In that order. And he's also one of the finest tenor singers. I don't know if y'all noticed that or not, in the whole business. He's mighty fine, folks. He's been in this band 20 years. In fact, we all have. 20 years we've been together with the same guys. And you don't know how big a hand that deserves.
A big one. Big one.
But this guy is from a town that's really small called Cattown, Virginia. I don't know if you guys know where that's at. It's so far back in the hills, even the Episcopalians handle snakes. I mean, it's way back. See, they get that joke in North Carolina. I told that in California. They had no idea what I was.
They panicked on us in California when he told them that. I don't know what.
Yeah, some of them left. Yeah. They just got up and left.
But this guy's mighty fine, folks. Make him welcome Mr. Sean Lane right there. We're going to do a couple of his songs that two of my favorites that we've ever recorded. And this first one is probably the favorite, if not the favorite. It's a great tune called Tears Fell on Missouri.
He called from Kansas City. He said, I'm on the Missouri side. She said, you had me worried. I was expecting you tonight. Silence had followed, caused her heartbeat to ring. So she got out the map, hands were trembling as she said, for the next words he would say.
Then her tears fell on Missouri, a grain of poor dust.
He just called and told about the new love he found.
Thank you.
strawberries. Down by the orchid stream by nightfall we would marry. Down near the river's edge, you see that campfire flicker. Four dead men lay behind us, I leave that campsite with her.
Gosh, it's so bad in East Tennessee, all the meth labs have gone back to making Sudafed. I mean, it's bad. Think about that for a minute.
All the meth choppers are out of service.
Yeah, we could use one of the meth choppers to dry up this place, I reckon. We're going to feature a banjo player, and folks, he's from the great state of North Carolina. The only one in the band. And he's from Avery County, if you know where that is. All right, the Avery County contingent is here. They little, but they loud. If you go over, there's lots of banjo players all through Western North Carolina, as some of you may know. Throw a rock 10 yards in any direction, you will hit a banjo player this part of the world. Jason's been hit several times.
That's the reason he don't talk much. That's what it is.
Would you make him welcome, folks, from Newland, North Carolina, Mr. Jason Burleson down here.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I would like to say that I am very happy to be playing the new Jason Burleson Pruka model banjo today. Thanks to Mr. Gardner right out there. And so I've got to play it about 5 minutes before we started playing. and we're going to do an Earl Scruggs tune that goes up to Nick. I haven't been up to Nick yet, but we'll see how it goes.
There's no money above that fifth fret anyway. Folks, we have several requests, one in particular, but we're going to keep playing anyway. But I tell you what, we want to do a song that was a title track of an album we did back in 2001 that a good friend of ours who's here, I don't know if he's here today or not, but he was here yesterday, Jerry Douglas, produced this record. And like I said, it came out on September 11th, 2001. That was the release date. And we still got a lot of requests for songs from this record, including this one here, which is the title track, was inspired by Harley Allen. I don't know how many Harley Allen fans. Yeah, quite a few here too on stage. Sean and I wrote this song. It's called Still Climbing Mountains.
Just how much it hurts to fall.
I've been up and down so many times to this ground.
Even after falling every time, I'm
still climbing mountains.
appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. How about a train song? Do y'all like train songs? You can't go wrong with a train song in bluegrass music. I've always said that.
And you were right.
That's right.
You're right.
Back in 2008, Tim brought us this song. It was written by our very own Tim Stafford with a young, along with a young man named Steve Gulley. Any of you know that name? Is that? Yeah, yeah. You put those guys together and they will write you a good song. And this one actually went on to be Song of the Year at the IBMA that year. And we were tickled to death with that. That don't happen every day or every year or every how you look at it. But yeah, this is a really good song. Don't know quite what else to say about it other than that. We really like it. You want to add anything to that, Mr. Songwriter? Oh, by the way, the 2014 IBMA Songwriter of the Year from Kingsport, Tennessee, Mr. Tim Stafford on the guitar.
Thank you. Go ahead and introduce this guy about to sing this next song for you that Tim wrote, too. He lives in Bristol now. He's from up around Richlands, Virginia, originally, I think. And he's lived in Richmond, Butler, Ohio, and a bunch of different places. He's been everywhere. And some things never change. You know, we've been together a long time, 20-some years now, 20-some years. And it never, you know, the very first show we ever did, Wayne has always had all these chicks, all these women beating on his hotel door after the show was over. And then they're relentless. They keep beating, banging, scratching, clawing, and trying their best. And the same thing always happens. He always finally gets up and lets them out.
I really had no idea until we went to France last year that Wayne is actually an international sex symbol.
Hey, it's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it.
And actually, there were a couple of French girls who were here who came over just to see us at this festival. And we were talking to them out there, and man, they wanted me to ask you, boxers or briefs?
Depends.
No.
That's the highlight of the show right there, folks.
Anyway, I'll go ahead and tell you who he is now. He needs no introduction, but that's Wayne Taylor for you right there.
Here's one called Through the Window of the Train.
Through the window of the train.
you, folks. We're going to try to do something a little different for you here. This is the title track of our gospel record that we did back in 2004. And I really want to dedicate this to the memory of Doc and Rosalie Watson. Because, how about that? They often told us that this was one of their favorite records and that Rosalie loved, especially listen to this record, and Doc loved this particular song, and I'm sure he remembered it back from his youth, because at one time this style of singing was very popular. It's called Sacred Harp. Anybody familiar with Sacred Harp? Good. We can't do it the way it's supposed to be done, because if we did, we'd have to have altos and sopranos in squares on stage, and there's just five hairy-legged men up here.
Oh, we got the squares part covered.
Oh, yeah, we got you squared. We were really proud that Doc wrote a little liner note for us for this record. And send this, like I said, send it out to his memory. It did get nominated for a Grammy, too. It really did.
It did. It sure did, buddy.
And we went out there to L.A. for the award show.
Had a big old time, didn't we?
Watched Randy Travis win.
But, you know, it was an honor to be, at that time, it was an honor to be nominated for Randy Travis. I know. Bless his heart. Hey, you all know what that means. A lot of you are from North Carolina. You know you can say anything you want to say about somebody as long as you follow it up with bless their heart. And, no matter what it is, it can be the worst thing in the world as long as it's bless their heart.
This is our tribute to Doc. It's one called Wondrous Love.
I'll sing and joyful be, and through it sing on, I'll sing on.
Hey.
And through eternity, I'll sing on. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul,
oh my soul.
What wondrous love is this, oh my soul,
what love is this,
what wondrous love is this,
that caused this love of bliss
to cause a terrible curse, tore my soul from the curse, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Y'all are too kind. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bless your hearts. Thank you so much.
Any Ralph Stanley fans out there?
Oh, dear. Won't you spur me over till Britney Spears?
Ralph, you got it pitched high today, Ralph. You feeling good, ain't you?
Feeling pretty good, yeah.
You feeling good.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Well, aren't you doing a record with a, or a song, rather, with a female artist? Her first name's Lady, and what's her?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Thank you, appreciate it.
You, what song you guys going to do together?
I believe we're doing that Poker Face.
Poker what?
Poker Face.
Is it going to be on her album or your album?
Both of them.
We got to hear a little bit of that.
Could you give the folks maybe a sample today? Or?
Oh, for the poker face.
Just a little bit more.
Won't you spur me over to the poker face? Thank you, appreciate it.
Could you, Ralph, could you maybe do just maybe a little bit of her part?
For that was her part.
Oh. All right, then.
Oh, well.
You hang out with a lot of rockers, don't you? I mean, you've got a relatives in the band Kiss, right?
Paul.
Yeah, Paul Stanley. Yeah, how are you all related?
He's my second cousin's grandma's great uncle's boy.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Well, what's your favorite Kiss tune? I know you got to have a favorite Kiss tune.
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. Thank you, appreciate it.
Who else you been hanging out with?
I believe I've been hanging out with Led Zeppelin. You know him?
Yeah, we know
Led.
We know
Zeppelin. Hey, any Led Zeppelin fans out there? Y'all let know that Led Zeppelin is Del McCurry backwards, right?
Wait, so.
Well, of all the Led Zeppelin songs, I know you've got to have a favorite Led Zeppelin song.
I've always liked that Black Dog.
Black Dog, boy, that's a good one right there. You think you might be clear enough to render us just a little bit of that?
I believe I am.
Well, give us just a little bit.
Give me a G there, Sean. I'm going to friend it for you. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, baby, won't you shake that thing? Oh, make it burn, oh, make it sting.
Dr. Ralph Stanley, everybody. Give him a big hand for coming out here this morning.
Thank you.
I don't think we told you who the guy was down on the end playing the dobro. Born and raised in the home of bluegrass music, San Francisco, California, now resides in Franklin, Tennessee. Please make welcome the 15-time dobro player of the year. It's Mr. Rob Ison.
Well, since we did sacrilege to Ralph's name, we actually violated another restraining order is what we did. No, you know, Ralph knows. He knows we do that imitation, and he hates it. But we said we'd do one of his songs if he'd let us do it today, so we did. And folks, we're going to head out on this. They have our records over there. I've got four Tony Rice books if anybody wants them over in the tent. Rob has a great new duet record with Trey Hensley. It's just out. Sean has Mountain Songs. Did you bring any of those with you? You got some with you? And I've got some of my record called Just to Hear the Whistle Blow, about just a handful of them. So come over there and see us. We're going to be at 3 o'clock at the tent over there signing things. And then we're, a little after that, we're going to be up in the Walker Center. Come and see us again if you get a chance.
Yeah.
We're Blue Highway. We'll see you guys down the road.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend!